Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive coach. I'm doing this series on how to be friends with money. If you are listening to this and you're like, wow, I really would like to talk to somebody about my relationship with money, because there are very few places that we can go to have a very non-judgmental conversation about money, then consider booking a session with me. I do have single sessions available and we can talk about money and get you on a path so you feel good about money and you feel prosperous and you are living the life of your dreams. Okay. Next way to be friends with money. Start admiring and appreciating people of means. This is kind of connecting to the point I had about villainizing rich people, but it's taking it another level. It's not copying. It's not idolizing. I think they're what we're doing essentially spiritually. If you know, let's get in here. If you want to know the spiritual background of this, it's eradicating envy from your energy field. Yeah, it's the emotion of envy sits in our energy field and it keeps us from the life that we want. We waste a lot of energy with envy, and envy is real. And as I was researching envy and all the ways it shows up, the way to heal it is through appreciation. So start admiring and appreciating people who have the life that you want. Doesn't mean you're going to copy them. Doesn't mean you're going to do it exactly the way they do it. Just means you're, oh, isn't that interesting? Because if you can appreciate it in others, that means then it becomes possible for you. What you appreciate expands. And so if you have someone in your life that's really prosperous, then admire and appreciate them. I think the human condition puts us in a place of us versus them, and people can start to criticize and judge and no. You do you and let other people do them, but admire the people who are doing things in a way that feels good to you, right? And just because you appreciate somebody's way of using their prosperity does not mean that, oh, then you have to buy into everything that they believe. No. No, not at all. I don't put anybody down anymore, that particularly entrepreneurs, people making lots and lots of money, because I want to make lots and lots of money. So I'm like, ooh, they figured it out. What is it? You know? So just appreciate it. You know, I consider myself kind of a nerd girl. And so when I was really rooted in the nerd girl, I could be kind of down on, like, say, a Kardashian. Not really, because that's never really been my personality. I just kind of don't pay attention. But I've started to pay attention to a degree because I'm like, these are a group of women being real successful in this world. And maybe they're selling things that I necessarily wouldn't sell, but they're doing it well enough. And they're doing it at a high level, you know. And so just start admiring and appreciating people of means. Don't put other people down because they have, because they figured it out. Because ultimately what you want to do is figure it out. So use your energy to figure it out. Yeah. So don't be that person sitting on the sidelines. Oh, look at them. They really think they're this and that. Don't be that person. And it creeps up even for spiritual people. That's why as I was channeling the notes for this program, it comes up for spiritual people. And we sometimes feel like that we're entitled to that opinion because we're spiritual, but broke is broke. And so, you know, putting somebody down or denying them, you know, denying the praise they are due for figuring something out, mastering something, that's an energy. And why would you want to put that out in the world? So even with, you know, I remember during the election, President Biden's and Trump's election, they were talking, you know, they released something, some tax return that Trump had, and they were like, teachers paid more than him in taxes. And I was like, That's so limiting in the sense that, like, he probably has, like, the best accountants working on his taxes. Like, he found all of these ways to not pay taxes in that way because it's legal, you know. I know he's got a lot of legal stuff, so I'm not trying to get all up in the business and all into the nuances of it all. But I remember when that story was just being broadcast on, you know, I watch mostly liberal style news, and I was just like, that's, you're choosing to just isolate that. You're not bringing in the full picture. So just remember that there is a full picture to everybody's story, and you may not see that. You may just be seeing the tip of it, right? And then we create our judgments based on that. Don't judge anybody. It's a waste of energy. And even with Trump, like, I didn't vote for Trump, but I could say, like, huh, isn't that interesting? You figured out how to not pay taxes on that. You know, and not to say that we need to evade our taxes. No, that's not the point I'm attempting to make in any way, shape, or form. Taxes are good. Paying lots of taxes mean you made lots of money. Feel good, no matter what, about taxes. I'm just saying, we don't have to put anybody down. Ever. And so, just start admiring and appreciating people living the life that you want to live, or a person of means, right? I admire billionaires. I don't put them down. Yeah, I know there's a whole conversation in our culture about it, but I admire them. I was talking to my mom about it. I was like, but at the same time, I'm like, I have no desire to be a billionaire. Given the energy behind being a billionaire in this time, space, reality, it comes with more responsibility than I personally want in this lifetime, but it doesn't mean that I'm limiting how many millions I can earn, right? I just don't need that title because it comes with a lot of societal expectations that have nothing to do with money, and I don't want those. So I'm sharing this with you is that have a philosophy and be willing to stand behind that philosophy and approach to your life. Not to everybody else's and what everybody else is doing, even though I did bring in some examples here. Don't hold a belief that goes against you prospering. So if you're putting somebody down on some level, if you're putting them down and attaching money to it, your little subconscious mind, which is actually quite powerful, but it's primitive in the sense that it just receives that information and says, oh, well, being rich must be bad. Having means must be bad. Oh, I don't want to be a bad person. Let's keep money away from us. Right? And you need your subconscious on your side when you're trying to do something really cool. So just admire and appreciate people of means. And don't get all up in their business. Don't get up all in their business. If they're happy, you know, be happy. And focus your energy on you. More so in sharing this with you, be willing to focus your energy on you and your well-being. Because friends, I'm in the game working it every single day and it requires all my energy. So I can't imagine people that spend like hours gossiping about something and telling this and saying this and putting somebody down and like, ugh. Oh, the feeling just sucks. Like, right? It just sucks. Talking shit about people just, it feels gross in your body. And so why do you need to feel bad? If money likes when we feel good, if money is a high vibrational frequency, and for us to be a match to it, we need to be in a high vibrational frequency. Why not? Just admire and appreciate. Huh, isn't that interesting? She made $1 billion. That's cool. That's fucking cool. Good her. Right? Same goes for businesses in your industry, if you're in business for yourself, or a coworker who gets promoted. Just celebrate that shit. You know, even if you were in competition with them for a role and they were chosen over you, celebrate the fact that they were, because there will come a time where you will be the person chosen, or maybe that you weren't chosen because it ignites something in you where you're like, hey, I can use my skills and talents in another organization. That feels really exciting. So I didn't really want this promotion anyway. I'm going to focus my energy there. So you never know what the journey is going to be, but accept that it is a journey. And it's a much stronger position to be in a place of admiration and appreciation as you move through the journey than it is to be in a space of shit talking. All right, that's my how to be friends with money, Dip. I look forward to connecting with you again on the next podcast in this series. If you are looking for a coach, think of me and sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 intuitive messages. And thank you. Thank you for listening to this program.